Okay, so now that we've all said our good mornings, if you guys would like to stand and join us in their first two songs, while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and announce our new members. We have Aaron Amhoff and Michael Wagner, who are two new male singers that we female singers are thrilled to have. And then on drums, we have Logan Hamilton. And all three of these young men go to Fort Dodge Senior High, and we are so happy to have them. So if you please stand and join us with our first song.
I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. Yourself to me as I wait. You make me strong as I long. Draw me to your arms as I stand and sing your praise. You come, and you fill this place. Won't you come and fill this place? I'm here to meet with you. Come and meet with me. I'm here to find you. Reveal yourself to me as I wait. You make me strong as I long. Draw me to your arms as I stand and sing your praise. You come and you fill this place. Won't you come and fill this place as I wait? You make me strong as I long. Draw me to your arms as I stand and sing your praise. You come and you fill this place. Won't you come and fill this place? Won't you come and fill this place? Lord, you come and you fill this place.
Pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our Good and gracious God, we thank you that we can worship here together as a church, as a family, as a people. God, we lift up the prayers that we've spoken aloud this morning. Prayers for healing for those in the hospital. Prayers of thanks and continued healing for those who've come out of surgery. Lord, we ask that whatever illness that people have, that you be with them through it. Whether it be short-term or long-term, that you be present with them and give them healing and comfort. God, we give you thanks for births and anniversaries and birthdays and all of the ways that we remember that another year you have been with us. We have been with each other. God, we give you thanks for those things. And thanks be to you for the rain and all the ways that you continue to provide for us and care for us and give us what we need. When we need it. Lord, we ask that you continue to teach us what it means to be a people who listens to your voice. We ask that you continue to help us have hearts that are ready to serve. Lord, help us be your people. May our hands and our feet do the work that you have called them to, so that your kingdom and your grace and your love might be made visible to all people. In all places. Through Christ our Lord, we pray all of these things. All the people said, Amen. And so with the confidence of the children of God, I invite you to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. I think if there are any kids in this room, y'all should come up now, right? Come on up.
Your first week of school? Good? Good? Good. I'm glad to hear. You're right. It wasn't half week. Can we go with half week? Cool. Half week of school. Alrighty. Does anyone know what this is? A balloon. Yes. What can we do with balloons? We can blow it up, right? And when you blow it up, you can play, like, right? You can play games with it, right? Do you guys, like, stand in a circle and hit it around, or is that old? And pop it. That's right. You can pop it. If you have, like, a really, like, long one, you can turn it into balloon animals, right? Do any of you guys know how to do that? Okay, me neither. we'll learn together. All right, so this balloon kind of reminds me of all of us, and I will explain that in a second. So, how many of you are really good at something? Really good at something? I'm really good at swimming. What are you guys really good at? Singing? Dancing? Football? What are you guys good at? Coloring? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm really bad at coloring the lines. Maybe you guys can teach me someday. What are you really good at? Climbing on fire trucks? Oh my gosh. That's amazing. What are you guys good at? You know? We'll talk about it later. All right, so how many of you guys have ever bragged about how good you are at something? I am guilty of that. No, none of you, you guys are better than me. Cool. So if you brag about something, this is your balloon kind of fills up a little bit, right? So I'm really good at swimming. I'm probably better than most of you here. What's another thing we can brag about? He is so good at football, none of you guys can stop him. What else? She is so good at singing, no one else should try. She's so good at dancing, she beat you, any of you guys, in a battle. Right here, right now. It's getting pretty full, isn't it? What happens if you fill it up too much?
It pops.
It pops. I will not pop it. I will not scare any of you with that. You would pop it? All right, we can pop it later. But so, if this is like us, what happens if we keep bragging a lot? We could pop. We could feel really bad, right? And when we pop, and like the balloon pops, it scares everyone, right? It kind of freaks you out a little bit. None of you? Okay, it scares me. It would scare me. Okay, they're really brave. So, we should try to not brag about things, right? So maybe when we're really good at something, we should invite people to it. So, I'm really good at swimming. I would love if you guys would come and swim with me. I brag a lot. He's so good at football, I'm sure he would love to play with you guys someday. I'm sure we have some dancing and singing lessons that would be available for anybody that wants them. And, like, our colors are going to help me learn how to color in the line. Look at that. I squeezed it up. And look at that. We're back to normal, right? Sure. Go for it. I can get you a new one. Cool. All right. So if we invite people to come and help us and enjoy our things that we're really good at with us, that makes everyone feel good, right? Do we all feel good that we can all come and join in? Yeah? So, in the verses that we're going to hear later today in Luke 14, 1 through 14, I hope I got those correct, we're going to learn about what Jesus said about staying humble, because Jesus was really big on all of us staying humble, and that is something that I'm still working on. So, are we so excited to hear about that later? Yes. Please, just say yes. Pastor Luke is right there. Yeah, cool, cool. All right, should we pray? All right, cool. Hey, God. Thank you so much for loving me, even when I brag about things. And thank you for helping me stay humble. Amen.
Friends, it's time for offering, and in discussion with the ushers, I think the best way to do this is if you have anything you want to drop in the plate, go ahead and raise your hand. They'll come around to you. But we know a lot of you give online, a lot of you send checks in, all of that good stuff. Regardless of how you give, not only your resources, but also your prayers, your time, your talents, friends, thank you. Thank you for the ways that you help this church continue with the ministry that God has called it to. whether that's all of these wonderful musicians up here, whether that's all of the ways that we're going to help kids in schools, whether that's just your time and your presence and loving each other in days that are uncertain. Thank you. So if you have any resources that you'd like to partner with, go ahead, raise your hand. The ushers will come around. But in another way of offering, we're going to play some music for you.
I know you're tired, I see it in your eyes. All that anxiety that fills your mind. I'll be your shield when you don't feel like you've got strength enough to fight. I'll stand by your side. You don't have to hide the parts of you that ache. I choose you as you are a million times, 'cause I am not ashamed of you. I won't walk away from you.
Today's Old Testament lesson is taken from Psalms 81, verses 1 through 16. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our festal day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a voice I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I rescued you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Selah, hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Then I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their doom would last forever. I would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you.
How many of you have ever helped up here and then realized that Pastor Luke, even though he has one of these bulletins, can't read? Friends, thank you for putting up with that. Our New Testament reading comes today from Luke chapter 14, verse 1 and verses 7 through 14. Still your hearts as we listen to the gospel. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were all watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host, who invited both of you, may come and say to you, give this person your place, and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers and sisters or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, amen. How many of you want to be up here right now? I've got some brave souls who say yes, and obviously some of you laughed, and was that nervousness? Is that what I was sensing? See, what's fascinating to me, and I was just reflecting on it a little bit up here, how many of you would have preferred to have been up here when the music was happening? I know, right? And I'm watching these musicians, I'm watching these singers and instrumentalists, and I'm going, uh-uh. Absolutely not. Because it hit me, they are good at those things. Amen? They are good at those things. And I know that I don't have a terrible voice, but if I was to get up here and lead with it, what would happen? You know what happens when you're about, yeah, not good, right? You know what happens when it's about, when you're about 13 or 14 and your voice does those funny things? Uh-huh, I know. But, bless you, but being here, now, giving the sermon, how many of you have done that before? A few of you, right? How many of you would rather die than do that? Don't worry, heaven's waiting for us all, right? See, but this, like, I feel comfortable here. Like, this is where, for whatever reason, maybe it's just a little bit of, what's the nice word to say I'm not very smart? Right? Or maybe it's bravery or what have you. But for me, this here, I feel comfortable. And I think as we heard in the children's message today, that the question is, how do we live into those gifts without our balloons or our heads getting too big? Friends, would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We ask that your words might be heard today, that we might have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to feel. God, help us reflect upon using our gifts in whatever seasons we might be in. Amen. How many of you at one time were 1 year old? I know it's a strange question, but how many of you at one time were a 1 year old? Could you walk yet? Maybe. Sure, some of us, right? I've got a friend who had a child. She's about the same age as Susan is, but she was born preemie. So what's fascinating is to watch both my daughter's and his daughter's development and to see that those few extra months in the womb make a huge difference. Susan, however, I don't know where she got this from. She's 18 months old. And they tell me that when they're this young, a few months make a big difference. Is that true? I guess. Whatever, right? Anyway, Susan is using three-word sentences. Now, for those of you who raised kids or remember what it is, what it was like, she will just babble on and on and on. She gets that from Sarah, doesn't she? Don't tell my wife. But seriously, she talks so much, and it's a beautiful thing to hear and to see that huge grin on her face. Ben, on the other hand, has entered his wild man stage. You know what I'm talking about? He's running back and forth through the parsonage, jumping up and off of things. He's picking up toys or books or rocks and doing what with those things?
Throwing them.
Ah, you get it. You've all been there. Hallelujah, right? But he has so much joy and energy, and you can just see his little mind working, even if when you talk to him and he's in a grumpy mood, he's tired or hungry, you know what he'll say? I don't want to talk. And he'll turn around and walk the other way. Night and day, Susan and Ben, and Nora is her own person as well. But it's got me thinking. Those are all ages and stages, right? Those are all points of development that they are going through. Eventually, they'll hit middle school, and I will covet your prayers. And then they'll hit high school, and I will covet your prayers still. And then they will become young adults. And as I'm learning now, I will also covet your prayers at that time. But I want us to step back and think through that a little bit. You were born. You were raised. You were loved. You grew up. Maybe you started a family. Maybe you didn't. Eventually, you figured out where you fit and what work you were going to do for most of your life. And then what happened? Your words, not mine. You were tired, right? You were tired. And then you had to once again figure out where you fit. And then after you were tired, what happened? You continued to age. And this is the part we don't like to talk about, right? But the question I have for us today is, what do we do with all of those different stages of life? What do we do? Where do we fit in them? Now, remember, when you were... I'm going to start with young parents. Can I do that? I mean, that's the part that I'm kind of living in right now. When you were a young parent, what was the challenge? What was the challenge?
Sleep.
Sleeping. Right? Playing taxi? Anyone been there? Oh, yeah. What else?
Keeping them alive.
Keeping them alive. Hallelujah. There were certain challenges that we had as young parents and that we have as young parents, right? Some of you are beyond that stage and you are nodding your head, smiling, saying, thanks be to God, I never have to go back, right? And some of you might be really missing it. Why? Because there's joy and there's life and there's light in the midst of that. Seeing my daughter smile or figure out that 2 plus 3 equals 5 without having to be taught that. I said, Nora, did you do that at kindergarten already? She said, no, I'm just figuring it out. Oh, my heart, right? Seeing Susan's huge smile at me even when I'm trying to discipline her is a joy. There are moments like that. But it's not just young parenthood, is it? There are challenges in every stage. When you were kids, what was frustrating? Or kids, what is frustrating now? School, thank you. What else? Oh, I know it's scary to talk in a big group, right? Parents. I know, what else? Okay, maybe not people, right? Although. How many of you feel like you want to do something and you just keep getting told you're not old enough? Adults, you remember those days? Nod your head so that the kids don't feel so alone, right? See, there are challenges to being a kid too. You're growing, you're figuring it out, you're becoming, or at least you're finding who you are. But there's beautiful things in those moments too. Look around at all us old grumpy adults, right? We're not grumpy, are we? How many of you are tired, though? You can raise your hands. It's fine. See, there is life and there is joy, and I think every adult in here will speak to that. There's life and joy when you are young, and that is a gift to everyone, and also a gift that you hold for yourselves. When you're middle-aged, when is that, by the way? Am I close? Do I have enough gray in my beard yet? When you're middle-aged, when the kids are finally just about to leave, that's the good life, isn't it? Help someone out who will eventually reach that stage by the grace of God, though. What are the challenges of that moment? Living without them. I know, right? Like, certainly that couldn't be the worst thing in the world. What are the challenges?
Making sure that they make the right choices when they have to make them on their own.
Your kids will always be your kids. You will never not be a parent. Making sure that the kids have what they need and are making good choices. See, it never ends, does it? There are challenges throughout life, and as we get older, the conversations I've had, and not even in this church, this is all over. When you retire, how much time do you have? A lot, right? No, because you fill it up with other things, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, your whole life you were doing what? You were working. And it's a little unnerving to all of a sudden not have to work. What do you do with your time? Where do we fit in? What do we do, and how do we deal with the challenges and the joys that are presented to us at each stage of our lives? Now you might be asking, how does this tie into the gospel? What does humility have anything to do with this? You all have gifts, don't you? We have singers and dancers. We have colorers, and also if I could be taught to color in the lines, I would love that. We have people who are gifted and skilled in many things. What are you skilled at? What are you gifted at? Shout it out. Talk over each other, right? What are you good at? Sneezing. Bless you. Seriously, shout it out. Help each other realize that there are many gifts today. What are you good at?
Organizing.
Did you say telling stories? What else? Dancing. What else? Singing. What else? Nothing? See, this is the part where humility, I think sometimes we get it wrong. See, there's a difference between bragging and celebrating about what we are gifted at. I can play the bagpipes. That might be the most unintelligent decision I've ever made in my life, but I can do it. I'm not the best. I'll tell you all the pipers who are better than I am. But that doesn't matter because it's a gift that I have that I can share. See, I think sometimes humility gets warped into this sense where we feel like we need to not speak about the ways God has blessed us. We feel like we need to sit back in a corner and let other people do these other things. That's not the case, friends. You have been given gifts and opportunities to be used not only for your own enjoyment, but to bless the community as well. The difficulty is, those things change over time, don't they? I like to tell the story when I was in cross country. I ran JV, which meant I was really good, right? I had a lot of fun, though. Would you believe that I couldn't run a 5K in the same time that I did in high school? Be nice, friends. And yet it's true, isn't it? It's true. We change over time, and yet here now, I've been gifted with something also. I've been put in this spot that I'm at for a purpose, for the benefit of the people that I live with. And you are no different than that. You are the same. So the real question here, the real thing that we have to figure out is, what are our gifts? But not only that, the harder thing to do maybe is to hold them lightly. To hold them lightly and to always ask that question, where is God calling me now? Because there's sometimes, there are seasons in our lives where we can't do the things that we've always done. When I had, and I know they're still young, but when my kids were really little, when I was living down in Shenandoah, do you know how much I played the bagpipes? Just about zero. Why? Because you had to keep them alive, right? But that was the gift that I had, of keeping them alive, of coming home and throwing them up in the air to the sheer terror of my wife when they left my hands, to ride bikes with them and teach them how to fall gracefully, to walk with them and give them the wisdom, the very little wisdom that I've gained. And when they get older and when I'm an empty nester, yeah, I suppose I'll miss them. Amen? Amen. And my role will change then. You see what I'm getting at? And the frustrating thing is, how many of you who have had many years on this earth, this is a perspective that you gain over time, isn't it? And it gets deeper. And you think you got it, and then what happens? It changes again. This humility business, this finding what we're good at and being comfortable in it, and then feeling okay to let it go. I know I'm saying it over and over, and yet it's something that it happens over and over. So for the good of us as individuals, that's my encouragement to you. It's okay to change, and it is painful. But there is goodness and blessing that comes from it. But for us as the church, what does that mean? What does it mean for us as the body of Christ? Remember what Paul wrote in one of his epistles? It doesn't make any sense for the eye to say to the foot, what? I don't need you. That's where we find ourselves in the church and in society in some ways. When one group can say, we don't need those gifts, or we need to do these things to the detriment of other things, or even to say, I don't need these people. And it's subtle. It finds ways to kind of worm its way in that might surprise you. But Paul was right. We need each other and each other's gifts, and we need to be able to celebrate those things. Why? It should come as no shock to you that I don't know everything. Amen? Oh, come on, give me some help, friends. At least validate that. Amen. I don't. And that's okay, and nor should I. But I do know this. There are plenty of people in this room who have a lot more life experience than I do. And do you know what I need? I need wisdom. I need someone to sit down every once in a while that I can pick their brain and say, I know it was different back then, but right now this is the challenge and I don't know how to meet it. Just like those with wisdom. I know you didn't want to admit that you're tired, but if the young parent can admit they're tired, we can too, right? Right. Oftentimes what we need to see is life and joy. And this is the ways that we bless each other. This is the ways that we give life to one another. Kids, it's good to see you. It's really good to see you. And you know what I love more than anything else? I love it when you speak up during church. I do. I love it when you speak up during church. I think it's the coolest thing in the world. Do you know why? Because I see the joy in your hearts when you do. And friends, does that bring joy to us? They're all nodding their heads if you're not looking, by the way. Each season will bring its challenges, and each season will bring its blessings. The job for us is to figure out what God is calling us to. And it will probably look different than long ago, and it will probably look different than in the future. But that's okay, isn't it? Those who are blessed with wisdom, that's okay, isn't it? Yeah. So friends, as we continue to wrestle with, I don't know, maybe I'm the only one still wrestling with it, but as we continue to wrestle with what it means to serve one another in our communities, may you continue to reflect on this, where you are called here and now. And may you have the grace to give those things up gently and to receive them once again gently if they come back. But in all things, may you love one another. May you serve one another. May you not be ashamed of the gifts God has given you. And may you walk humbly, so that the body may be whole and healthy and may help build the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. Friends, you might have one of these beautiful yellow sheets in your bulletins. We've done this for the past several Sundays, but it's good to remind each other what we aspire to. So friends, I invite you to lift your voices as we proclaim our faith. We are called to serve everyone and everything in the name of Christ for the glory of God and the salvation of the world. Every single day, everything we need, the Spirit will give. So may we, here and now, Have the courage to share our wealth with those in need, and be ready to serve at a moment's notice. May we hold fast to the good news of God's love, seeking grace and life over laws devoid of compassion, so that the Holy Spirit might renew the face of the earth through the hands and the hearts of the servants of Christ. No matter the cost, no matter the work, no matter the weight, till kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. May it be so. Amen.
Will you please stand and join us for our final song?
You are not alone if you are lonely. When you feel afraid, you're not the only. We are all the same in need of mercy to be forgiven and be free. It's all you've got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen.
Up the face of God upon you, smiling and give you peace. Go in the grace and peace of our Lord. May wisdom follow you. May joy and life go with you. May you bless one another with the gifts that each of you has. May you hold them lightly and seek the gifts that God is giving you in the moment. And also, may you accept the blessing from each other. May you know that we are here to care for each other, and that means that you are cared for as well. Go with God, and God will go with you now until the end of all things. And all the people said?
Amen.
Amen. Friends, it is Sunday. Enjoy your Sabbath and rest. Our service is ended.